While the Middle East and Eastern Europe dominate headlines, the South China Sea had a significant week. Chinese Coast Guard vessels fired water cannons at vessels near Scarborough Shoal, a disputed feature that the Philippines has a legal ruling in its favor from the Permanent Court of Arbitration, a ruling China has simply refused to recognize. This is the latest in a pattern of escalating physical confrontations in those waters that have been intensifying throughout 2026.
What makes this week's story different is the surveillance element. A California startup called CSATS deployed an autonomous surface drone, essentially an unmanned vessel, that captured and transmitted footage of a Chinese destroyer operating inside the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. Reuters independently verified the footage. This is significant because it demonstrates that private commercial technology is now filling an intelligence gap that previously required expensive military assets. A startup's autonomous boat is now generating geopolitical intelligence.
And that footage matters enormously for the Philippines' legal and diplomatic position. The 2016 arbitration ruling was historic in establishing that China's nine-dash-line claims have no basis under international law, but documentation of specific violations is what turns legal arguments into actionable diplomatic complaints. Real-time, commercially captured video evidence of a destroyer operating in Filipino waters is the kind of thing that goes to the UN Security Council, even if China will veto any resolution that results.
There's also the European dimension to the China hardware story. Chinese robots are now filling UK warehouse roles at exactly the moment the US has banned their import. Companies like Amazon and Walmart that can't import Chinese robotics into American fulfillment centers are watching British and European competitors deploy the same technology freely. This creates a competitive asymmetry. American warehouse operations face higher labor costs, slower automation timelines, while European counterparts get the efficiency gains.
The Netanyahu-Mamdani story adds another layer to the international political picture. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu used New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani in a re-election campaign advertisement. Mamdani, who has been outspoken about the Gaza conflict, becoming a figure in Israeli domestic politics, is a remarkable development. It reflects how American municipal elections are now read internationally through the lens of Middle East policy, and how Netanyahu is framing his own political survival around international opposition voices.
And the 9 or 11 families petition to bar Mamdani from the Ground Zero 25th anniversary ceremony has now topped 43,000 signatures, with both actress Patricia Heaton and President Trump backing the effort. This puts the city of New York in an awkward position. The mayor is traditionally a central figure in that ceremony, and how this gets resolved will be one of the September political stories to watch.
The UN Secretary General race is also worth flagging. Costa Rica's Rebecca Grinspan led the first straw poll to succeed Antonio Guterres when his term ends. Grinspan ran the UN Conference on Trade and Development, has deep Latin American political credibility, and would be the first woman to hold the Secretary General position if confirmed. The straw poll process can take multiple rounds and involves Security Council veto politics, but leading the first round matters.
At the same moment the UN is trying to establish its next leadership, the State Department made headlines for a different reason. It was caught using an AI-generated map that mislabeled every African country. Everyone. It's both embarrassing and illustrative of a broader policy challenge. AI tools are being integrated into government workflows faster than quality control frameworks can keep up. The gap between capability and governance is showing up in visible, public-facing ways.